Chapter 48. Isaac Bell wasted no time in Sacramento. In response to his wire, the railroad had its newest Pacific 462 ready to hitch on, steam up, watered, and cold. Minutes after it pulled in from the east, the Van Dorn Express was rolling north. Bell directed new arrivals to the diner where the work was being done. He lingered on the rear platform, brow furrowed as the train crept out of the yards. That strange phrase kept churning in his mind. I am thinking the unthinkable, over and over and over. Had Charles Kincaid acted the fool earlier in the poker game? Had Kincaid allowed him to win the enormous pot to distract him? No doubt it was Kincaid who had jumped off the train in Rawlins to hire the prize fighters to kill him, and it had probably been Kincaid, acting on the wrecker's behalf, who had alerted Philip Dow to ambush him on Osgood Hennessy's special when his guard was down. He recalled again Kincaid pretending to admire Hennessy for taking enormous risks. He had deliberately undermined his benefactor's standing with the bankers, which made him a very efficient agent for the wrecker, a very devious spy. But what if the famous United States senator was not the wrecker's corrupt agent? Not his spy. I am, Bell said out loud, thinking the unthinkable. The train was picking up speed.
Mr. Bell! Mr. Bell!
He looked back at the frantic shouting. A familiar figure lugging a suitcase was sprinting through the maze of rails, jumping switches and dodging locomotives.
Stop the train!
Bell ordered, yanking open the door so the conductor could hear him. Locomotive, tender, dining car, and Pullman sleeper ground to a stop. Bell grasped the outstretched hand, which was wet with rain and perspiration, and pulled James Dashwood into the vestibule.
I found the blacksmith.
Why didn't you wire?
I couldn't, Mr. Bell. You'd think I was a lunatic. I had to report face to face.
A fierce glance from Bell sent the conductor quickly retreating inside the car, leaving them alone on the platform. Did he recognize the sketch?
He admits he was drunk the night he made the hook for the wrecker, but he thinks that the man he saw might have been a very important personage. So important, I can't believe it. That's why I have to report face to face.
Isaac slapped Dashwood's shoulder and shook his hand.
Thank you, James. You have made thinkable the unthinkable.
Senator Charles Kincaid is the wrecker.